I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
40 degrees in Lawrence, 39 in Manhattan. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next few minutes, an update of news headlines at 3:30. At 3:44, we are going to find out more about concerns over child deaths. Now, that's something we're pretty much always concerned about. For the first time in the 21st century, worldwide, child deaths under the age of 5 are going to rise. So the question is, what has caused this increase in mortality? Because as recently as 20 years ago, we were talking about this dramatic drop in mortality for children. What is going on, and does it have to do with money? It almost always does. So we're going to look into that question more significantly coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at LiverpoolLegends.com.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is looming Saturday night at Liberty Hall, featuring the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. I strongly suggest you not wait to just buy your tickets the night of the event. They are available in person right this very minute at Liberty Hall or at Ticketmaster.com. You can find all the details about our Big Band Christmas extravaganza at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence, 41 in Topeka. It's 3:20.
Monroe Doctorate. That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations. Tomorrow, your hosts are Layla Fadel, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in just about 30 seconds. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence, 44 in Emporia, and it's 3:30.
Gar.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The city of Topeka is taking out an $11 million loan to replace lead pipes. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the money will pay for replacing lead pipes that connect from the distribution system to customers' homes. The city will borrow the money from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Revolving Fund at an annual interest rate of 2.53%. The city is required to pay off the loan in 21 years. Lead is a toxic metal that can leach into drinking water as the pipes corrode. Exposure to lead can cause serious health problems, especially in children and pregnant women. Overall, maternal and infant health has improved in recent years in Kansas, according to a scorecard from the nonprofit March of Dimes. But people of color are still facing the biggest disparities in the state. Nearly half of Kansans of Pacific Islander descent experience inadequate prenatal care, and the infant mortality rate for babies born to black mothers is nearly 2 times the rate of the state overall. A spokesperson from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said the agency is working to address racial disparities, as well as working to improve access to maternal mental health care and substance use services. State energy regulators are trying to figure out what power they have to regulate a nuclear company's reactor planned for construction in Parsons, Kansas. Celia Yopis-Jepson has the details.
The company Deep Fission plans to install a small reactor 1 mile underground at the industrial park in Parsons. The Kansas Corporation Commission is working to determine if the project falls under its regulatory power. For example, a utility building a traditional nuclear plant would first need to go to the KCC for a siting permit and public hearings, but Deep Fission might not fall under that law. Its underground reactor design could one day power a data center or other facility. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a low around 30. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, highs in the mid-40s are forecast for Wednesday. It's 3:35, and this is KPR.
Support for All of It.
That is Miley Cyrus, keeping the world on its toes. The new album.
That's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. They are in a new production.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, thanks for the time, and congratulations on 10 years.
Start your weekday mornings with us and catch conversations you might not expect.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Matthew Algio is your local host. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. That's not all we do at the website. Lots of great things to see there. Get tickets for upcoming KPR events like our Big Band Christmas. See video from some of our great exclusive live performance studio performances. It's all online. Check it out when you have a moment at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, a cappella quartet King's Return, plus more. Details at lead.ku.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then at 4:06, we will tell you what we know at this point about the bid for Warner Brothers. It looked like this was a done deal, that Netflix was going to acquire Warner Brothers, but now Paramount has launched a hostile takeover bid. This is raising a lot of eyebrows, particularly because of who is helping fund this. Spoiler alert. Some people from overseas. It's 10 minutes before 4.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm
Guru, more than a car company. From Fidelity Investments, a dedicated advisor can help build a comprehensive wealth plan. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in 60 seconds. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 44 degrees in Emporia, 41 in Lawrence, 46 in Manhattan. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. Coming up at 4:35, though, House and Senate Republicans have mostly fallen in line with the president's actions and policies, there are now some signs of resistance.
If we don't stand up for our powers under the Constitution, nobody else will.
More on the GOP lawmakers who are trying to reassert their independence. We'll also learn more about federal grazing land and land subsidies and who exactly they benefit. Turns out some of the largest ranches are raking in this money and these benefits. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas. Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows around 30 degrees. Gusty winds coming out of the southwest. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-50s, lows in the mid-30s tomorrow night. Following All Things Considered on your KPR1 stations, we have classical music with Destiny from 7 till 8. Toward the Unknown Region. Lush, beautiful, also some Beethoven tonight. Join us tonight on KPR1 at 7 o'clock. It's 4:20.
Support for us.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you'll hear on KPR. Get caught up on all of the national, international, and regional news with Matthew Algio as your local host on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 4:30.
I think for the legal teams, it's also frustrating for the men on death row.
Barring legal intervention, a few more executions are set this month, including in Florida. For NPR News, I'm Kat Stromquist.
Stocks finished lower on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Trump administration will be sending farmers $12 billion to help them stay in business and compensate for their trade war losses. Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris has the details.
Many Midwestern farmers lost money this year. President Trump's trade wars didn't help. Tariffs boosted the already high cost of fertilizer and farm machinery. Retaliatory tariffs temporarily hobbled export markets for American farm commodities. The administration will use a U.S. Department of Agriculture fund to cover the funding package. Missouri corn and soybean farmer Richard Oswald says most of the bailout money will go straight to banks and suppliers.
There's money to pay the bill now. Liquidity is another word for it. A lot of farmers have liquidity problems.
Oswald says the bailout will let some farmers pay off last year's operating loans so they can borrow more to cover planting this spring. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
A Supreme Court ruling last week allows Texas to use a new congressional map drawn in Republicans' favor. In Kansas, Republican state lawmakers have watched that case as a bellwether for their own redistricting plans. But Kansas U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says he does not see a reason to break from normal redistricting practices.
There's a bit of fairness that I think ought to be preserved about this issue, and we have a practice that we've utilized for a long period of time. We reapportion at the census moment, and that makes sense to me.
The U.S. and Kansas constitutions require congressional maps be redrawn every 10 years based on census data. There have been several efforts nationally to redraw maps outside that 10-year cycle. Kansas Republicans hope to revisit redistricting in the next legislative session. The Kansas State University football team will not be playing in a bowl game this year. The Wildcats finished the season with 6 wins and 6 losses. That's good enough to earn an invitation to a bowl game. But the school recently changed head coaches, and athletics director Gene Taylor announced yesterday that the team would decline a bowl invitation. Taylor says the decision was made because the school's coaching staff is in transition. Turns out that's a costly decision. ESPN is reporting the Big 12 Conference will fine K-State $500,000 for failing to fulfill its contractual obligations to its bowl partners. And the Kansas City Star reports the University of Kansas also declined an invitation to a bowl game. KU finished out the season with a 1-loss record of 5-7 and was in line for an invitation after several schools with 6 wins, including K-State, opted out of their bowl game invitations. Lows around 30 degrees tonight throughout northeast and east central Kansas. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. Down to the mid-30s. Tomorrow night highs in the mid-40s for Wednesday. This is KPR and it's 435.
It's All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
It's Layla Faldin. Look, I won't say that listening to Morning Edition makes you cool. I mean, I think that. But you might learn something that does.
One of the latest fitness fads involves wearing a weighted vest as you walk around.
Ed Sheeran has a new album that's bursting with international flavor.
The American Association of Orthodontists declared that braces have never been cooler.
Stay in the know with Morning Edition from NPR News.
You know, Layla, there is literally nothing that's going to make me cool, but I'll give it a try. Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear it on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations tomorrow from 5 to 9. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Lots of other great features there as well, including a place for you to pledge your support of KPR. It is helpfully labeled support. Check it out when you have a moment, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Coming up on All Things Considered, we have news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, Hamas is telling NPR reporters it's willing to decommission its weaponry for several years, but there are some conditions.
During this time, we are ready to store it, not to use it, as long as we are not attacked.
Now, this marks a major shift for Hamas and may provide an opening for a sustainable ceasefire in Gaza. Aya Batraoui has the headlines coming right up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 5.
It's All Things
Not available in California or from all agents. This is NPR.
The holidays can throw our usual routines up in the air, but here's one ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on both KPR1 and KPR2 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. News headlines coming up at 5:01. It is 5 o'clock.
Has embraced the cryptocurrency. U.S. stocks pulled away from their record highs today. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% for just its second loss in the last 11 days. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, funding programs in the U.S. with the goal of ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at ImaginableFutures.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
It's 40 degrees in Topeka, 39 on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Lots of other frequencies, too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this evening. Lots to tell you about today. Coming up, we will have an update of news headlines at 5:30. That will be immediately followed by an overview of the college football playoffs this year, which are, frankly, kind of a hot mess. Becky Sullivan will tell us why. Then, at just about 6:15, we're going to talk about the problem of child deaths rising for the first time this century. It's all coming up here on KPR. Stay with us.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
KPR's annual holiday gift to the community is a big old Christmas party. Big Band Christmas Saturday night. This Saturday night at Liberty Hall, Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will be playing lots of seasonal favorites and more. If you love yourself a party, if you like to dance, if you don't like either of those things, you just like hanging out and talking with your friends, hey, Big Band Christmas is for you. Tickets on sale at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the Snowman Concert December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
Support for NPR.
Trump corollary to the Monroe Doctrine. That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Wake up with us here at KPR, 5 to 9 a.m. What you can hear is Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio, but you get an overview of the very latest national, international, and regional news. Tune in.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a festival of joy featuring a variety of choral classics Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
For NPR News, I'm Jane Arath in Damascus.
Stocks finished lower on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Trump administration will be sending farmers $12 billion to help them stay in business and compensate for their trade war losses. Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports.
Many Midwestern farmers lost money this year. President Trump's trade wars didn't help. Tariffs boosted the already high cost of fertilizer and farm machinery. Retaliatory tariffs temporarily hobbled export markets for American farm commodities. The administration will use a U.S. Department of Agriculture fund to cover the funding package. Missouri corn and soybean farmer Richard Oswald says most of the bailout money will go straight to banks and suppliers.
There's money to pay the bill now. Liquidity is another word for it. A lot of farmers have liquidity problems.
Oswald says the bailout will let some farmers pay off last year's operating loans so they can borrow more to cover planting this spring. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Overall, maternal and infant health has improved in recent years in Kansas. That's according to a scorecard from the nonprofit March of Dimes. But people of color still face the biggest disparities in the state. Nearly half of Kansans of Pacific Islander descent experience inadequate prenatal care. And the infant mortality rate for babies born to black mothers is nearly two times the rate of the state overall. A spokesperson from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says the agency is working to address racial disparities, as well as working to improve access to maternal mental health care and substance abuse services. State energy regulators are still figuring out what power they have to regulate a nuclear company's reactor that's been planned for Parsons, Kansas. Celia Yopis Jepson has that story.
The company Deep Fission plans to install a small reactor 1 mile underground at the industrial park in Parsons. The Kansas Corporation Commission is working to determine if the project falls under its regulatory power. For example, a utility building a traditional nuclear plant would first need to go to the KCC for a siting permit and public hearings, but Deep Fission might not fall under that law. Its underground reactor design could one day power a data center or other facility. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
It's 5:35.
Support PR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, lots of other frequencies scattered around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. We also have a KPR app, a version for iOS, a version for Android, whichever you prefer, wherever you get your apps. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 6:01, then the Supreme Court of the United States heard arguments today on whether to grant the president far greater control over independent government agencies.
You're asking us to overturn a case that has been around for nearly 100 years, correct?
90 years, I believe.
90 years.
How the justices could affect the balance of power in Washington. Coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Mostly clear skies tonight, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low near 30 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. Lows in the mid-30s tomorrow night, up to the mid-40s for Wednesday. Real roller coaster of temperatures. We're expecting it to get cold by the end of the week.
It's all things considered from NPR.
Coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.